Now, the farmers seem to be getting a lot of commentary this morning here on this programme. The Ulster Farmers Union is worrying about the impact of bovine TB, and it really does impact on farms to a serious extent, where the bovine population can be wiped out, put down, basically. I want to speak to Barclay Bell from the Ulster Farmers Union. Barclay, good morning.
Good morning.
Just before I go to the bovine TB issue, the reason that you're here with us today, I've been speaking to Jamie DeLargy for the best part of 25 minutes about the Council's North and South meeting today in Fermanagh about Brexit. And Jamie constantly spoke about farming. There's fisheries, there's small industry, there's cross-border travel, there's so many different things. But along the border, there are so many different sizes of farms, some very small, some quite large, some even straddling the border. How concerned are farmers along the border about Brexit, or indeed do they see opportunities along the border?
No, well, I think as you say there, Frank, I mean, part of the problem is that in some situations you will find that farms actually straddle the border, and that could have huge implications for some of these farms. And as well as that, you know, farmers will be doing business with businesses on either sides of the border. So, you know, those are everyday complications that are going to happen. And when you consider that, you know, probably in around maybe 30% of the milk that we produce here in Northern Ireland crosses that border every day. So, you know, we have to have some sort of a sensible arrangement. You know, we have to, I think the EU and the UK have to try and work through this one. And they have prioritised it. They, in any of our discussions, they fully realise the extent of the problem. And, you know, you would like to think at the end of the day that, yes, there will be some sort of a compromise, that we don't have a hard border.
Jamie was saying that the farmers are going to lose out. He believes they're going to lose out because they're not going to get the payments that they previously would have been receiving. And he was saying something that we're floating on a sea of subsidies generally from Europe. If that is the case, why did so many farmers actually vote for Brexit?
Well, I think at the time, and I think you have to remember in all of this as well, that yes, there were probably a substantial number of farmers voted for Brexit, but on the other hand, there were also a lot of farmers voted to remain. But I think for those that voted to leave, I think it came really like a knee-jerk reaction. There had been two or three years of a big downturn in prices across all commodities. And as well as that, some of the legislation that was coming in from Europe, you know, farmers felt that it wasn't science-based, that some of these decisions were made without any real reasoning behind them. And for some, as I say, for some farmers, they were totally frustrated with this, and they decided that, you know, they'd be better out. But as I say, don't forget that there were a lot of farmers voted to remain as well.
Yeah, it's an ongoing debate in farming communities. If you stand with two farmers, one will argue one point and the other will see it from a different perspective. Bovine TB, there's division there as well. Or are most farmers in favour of eradicating the badger population? Just explain to people maybe who aren't familiar with bovine TB how so many animals get it, how so many animals have to be put down, and why steps aren't being taken to eradicate it.
I think this is the huge frustration among the farming community at the minute. TB is a scourge, really, on farm, and it can have a devastating impact on farming families. And currently we're sitting at a 12-year high with the prevalence of the disease here in Northern Ireland. Now, I think you did say that farmers wanted to see the eradication of badgers. That is not the way it is. We feel that this issue has to be addressed holistically. When you look at the figures, and these are official figures from our Department of Agriculture, approximately somewhere in around 17 to 20% of our badgers are infected with TB. The incidence in cattle at the minute is 1%. So, you know, you just can't address half the problem. And what we are saying, and I think what the farming community are saying, what the TB Strategic Partnership Group, a group of experts who took a look at the whole problem, what they were saying was, you know, that there has to be some sort of intervention here on wildlife. And we are not saying eradication of the badger. What we are saying is that for those infected badgers, that, you know, there will have to be some sort of intervention there, because otherwise we are never going to get on top of this problem.
Yeah, but that's a cull you're calling for.
No, I'm talking about intervention. A cull...
But you're hardly calling for vaccinating the badgers.
There are a lot of different options out there. And, you know, what we are saying is those badgers who are diseased, there should be some sort of an intervention there. And for the badgers, the healthy badgers, let them get on with their lives. You know, that we are perfectly content with a healthy population of badgers. And
yeah, but how would you know a healthy badger from a badger that was carrying TB? You'd have to catch the badgers, first of all. You'd have to intervene to an extent where badgers were being taken into custody, so to speak.
Well, I think there will be, you know, this is for the Department of Agriculture to work out the best way of carrying out this program. There are, I mean, we've seen different examples throughout the world, but that is up for our department to decide which is the best way to remove infected badgers. But until that issue is addressed, and there are other wildlife, I mean, when we look in County Wicklow, that upwards of 20% of deer in County Wicklow actually are carrying TB as well. So, you know, until the issue is addressed holistically, we will never get on top of this problem of TB.
Okay, one very final and brief point, Barclay. In relation to vaccinating the animals, is that a runner at all?
I think it has been looked at. I think it has been looked at probably over in Wales. And it is, I mean, I take it you're talking
when
about...
When I say vaccinating the animals, I mean the cows, yes.
Well, I think it is down the track somewhere. You know, the science isn't there at the minute. It's certainly something that is being looked at. But, you know, it could be years ahead. And really, at the minute, as I say, when you see this 12-year high in TB, we are seriously concerned that it is spiralling out of control.
Okay. Barclay Bell, UFU President. I really appreciate your time, Barclay. Thank you very much indeed. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning to you. If you have an opinion on bovine TB, if you're from the farming community and you've been through the eradication of a herd whereby they've come along, they've found these animals have indeed got TB and they're going to have to be put down, it must be heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking for farmers. Would you be in favour of a badger cull? Is there a better way to approach it? And my goodness me, do we need a government? Absolutely, we do.